Welcome back to Teriyaki Chicken Nugget. This is the last episode of this year, and we're actually celebrating my, I guess, first anniversary since I started podcasting. So this is wonderful. And in honor of my first anniversary, I wanted to have someone that really, like, sticked through with me with my podcasting journey, and I can't think of anyone else to have on my podcast for my 24th episode. So here we are back with, you probably already know at this point, but Reina.
Thank you for having me on.
It's always a lot of fun to have you on my podcast.
Thank you.
Like, I know it's been a while since the last episode because, like, we've been kind of busy and, like, I've been busy mostly. Yeah. So, but it's really nice to have you back.
You're in Canada, I'm in Japan, and we're still able to do the podcast.
Be friends.
Yeah.
So, you know, because it's been a year since I started podcasting, I wanted to talk about, or I wanted to do, like, a little recap of the year, like, what kind of personal growth you had, like, work-wise, academic-wise, interpersonal wise, like, what did you accomplish this year?
Okay. If I can remember what I said last year at Christmas at your house, I think I talked about, like, oh my gosh, this is kind of embarrassing at this point, but, like, opening consciousness.
Oh yes, yeah. So I remember that's when we did the New Year's episode. Like, you wanted to open your consciousness and, like, be, you know, be more aware of that.
Yeah.
So that I believe that was your 2021 goal.
Being able to be more aware of myself and just, like, surroundings and emotion. Like, as Teriyaki knows, I have a little select shop in Japan, and I was building that this whole year. And, you know, like, up and downs come in, and that really actually just naturally, you need to be aware of your surroundings to build a business or, like, a store. And I guess, like, I know I'm not fully aware and able to maintain everything, but, yeah, I think I kind of opened my consciousness in a way with that experience. So, yeah.
That's good.
Like, yeah. I think goals are kind of achieved. Yeah.
So I think last year, Christmas, so I'm releasing this episode on Christmas Eve, which is the day I released my first episode. And our first episode was specifically about Christmas tradition, basically. Mm-hmm. Well, quote unquote, Christmas traditions in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, like, we were talking about what we do on Christmas, and we were both basically kuribocchi.
Yes.
But I want to ask you how your Christmas is going to look like this year. If you're going to have the night.
The night. Maybe, but okay. The thing is, like, I will be with someone, but also, I'm opening my store on Christmas and Christmas Eve. So, basically, I'm with people, but, you know.
Yeah.
Fully.
I don't think I've ever spent a Christmas, like, with someone else besides my family.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. Like, I'm usually with my family and just, like, eating and chilling.
But This year, maybe?
I'm going to Nova Scotia to see my other family, I guess.
Your home state.
So, yeah, I'm going back to Nova Scotia from Ottawa to spend a month and spend holidays with the people that I stayed when I was in Nova Scotia. So I'm really looking forward to that, and it's just like gonna be a nice moment to take a break and reunite with people that I met there.
Yeah. Well,
so yeah,
I'm happy that we both actually have someone who cares about us to stay with, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like a really different vibe, the holiday season here and Christmas vibe in Japan. It gets really busy and people are like constantly being chased by something.
Mm-hmm.
So like it just hits really hard after Christmas and people are like, oh my god, we're gonna have to clean the house and get ready for the New Year's, and we sort of like relax for the New Year's. But here it's like, you know, Christmas is done, like you're ready to
very laid back
go into next year, but you're also like gonna be partying a lot and stuff. I definitely like the Japanese traditional like holidays, New Year's.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of different from maybe in the Western.
So basically like what we will do around that time is like, you know, the whole family gathers up and we're like playing some games. My family specifically plays Mahjong. Mm-hmm. sometimes like we bet money and like have some sukiyaki and it's so good, and have udon after sukiyaki. And now here it's like, you know, have some turkey and potatoes and you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah, I like how you like describe that.
And you're in like turkey coma, you can barely wake up. But this year for me it's kind of different because like I can finally drink alcohol legally, and so like I will be enjoying some wine with turkey.
Congratulations.
Yes. Anyways, what else has happened that's new in the past year?
Oh my god, like this year didn't feel like a whole year. It felt like 2 or 3 years just bunched up for me, honestly. You know, the whole COVID thing, it did feel more like packed, but I don't know, I was just mentally busy. Like opening consciousness is, or like awareness, you see so many sides of you that are good and bad, and when you see the bad sides, you see them vividly around you, and it's just like,
I feel like it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because you, yeah, see the bad sides of you, but then you also realize like that part of you kind of like makes who you are, and that like without that,
yeah,
component, like you're not who you are and you wouldn't be where you are today. So it's like I like that I had that part, but I also sometimes really hate it.
Yeah. And then also you can understand that, oh, but I can change this about myself if I just change.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, like it's time to do the workouts, you know, let's do the push-ups. Like you start working on yourself and then it gets,
yes, you know. Definitely for me this year, like it was really fast when I look back, but when I actually like break down things that I've accomplished, it was like slow but also very much like
remarkable.
A lot of things were like put,
mm-hmm,
squished up together, I guess.
I feel like you accomplished like a this, lot.
I think so. So, you know, I started the year and I was like, oh, I'm about to graduate from high school, and then I did, and then after that I was like, you know, I got, I would say like this year I interacted so much with like my language parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, English and other languages, like linguistics and Spanish. I've been learning language, but, like, the past year was, like, the most that I've done with the language that I've been, like, doing. So, like, I felt like I actually did something and I actually accomplished something with the stuff that I've been building up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's, like, Japan stuff, but, like, Aiken Test and TOEIC, that was for me. It didn't feel that significant, but also, like, it was kind of a good opportunity to like look back and see,
mm-hmm,
what I've been building up and like how I was able to get that. And then I got the certificate to teach English, which was also like, you know, like I just did it, but Like now I can finally say like, hey, like I got this.
Oh, so you teach in Canada but online too, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, you know, I got the certificate, but that was actually after I actually started teaching English. So like right now I teach English and I do have the certificate, and it's quite enjoyable. Like it's nice to be part of someone's journey of learning English and hopefully like helping them to use it in the future, because I know like they're all learning it with some kind of purpose, and it's nice to like help them with that path. And then the podcasting is also part of it, like I'm making it in English.
Yeah,
and it actually feels more natural to me. I'm feeling more closer than ever to the English language. Like this is the feeling that I haven't really had before, and now it's like, oh, I actually speak it and use it, and I'm in an environment where like everyone also speaks it, and like I don't feel different. If that makes sense. So it was kind of like a huge deal, because last time I was in Canada I was like constantly like, oh, what are gonna people think about this, like what. Because I was constantly thinking, like, so, like, I'm not Canadian, and I'm, like, speaking English, and, like, what are they going to think of me?
Okay.
I'm, like, conscious. But this time, it's, like, so easy. Like, no one really cares. No one really knows where I'm from, and people just assume, like, I'm Canadian, unless I tell them. And it just feels so much easier that I don't have to explain things. Yeah.
Is it, like, I don't know, like, control, like... It's more of like a opportunity, you know, they're there. So it's like, it's more like, nothing. I don't know, but like pride.
I guess it's more like me being immersed more into that language and the culture that's surrounding it. I haven't really talked about this on my podcast, but then I don't feel as Japanese as I used to feel.
Okay. Cause like,
partially because like I'm like so like being into this environment.
Yeah.
In Canada, and it feels like very different, but also also kind of liberating.
Like I kind of want to hear about that, because you know, me being in Japan, I always feel a little like out, but yeah, what's like the feeling of being fully immersed? Like mentally, do you feel more strong?
What I would say is like the huge thing is that the place I'm in right now and the people that I'm with. So if you go to the countryside, people don't really know who you are because you just like got there, and people would like probably will treat you like you are an outsider, and that's kind of understandable. But if you go to the city, there's always like people coming in and out, so people don't really care where you come from and where you like are going to.
Yeah. Okay.
And it just like felt so natural that I'm like I'm there, and I'm with friends that are really nice to me, and I'm with people that are super genuine, I guess. And so, like, knowing that and feeling like I belong here. Like, I never felt that way in Nova Scotia. I was like, oh, I don't really belong here. But then here, I'm like, okay, like, I have a group of people that I can spend time with and I can genuinely have fun with. And that, to me, is, like, a big thing. So, like, I kind of got that feeling, I was, like, wondering, like, how was that? Like, how was your transition to moving to Japan? And like actually getting involved in that community.
Maybe I talked about this, but I never really felt fully merged in the Japanese community, because obviously, you know, just by looks I'm a bit off, but
you look great.
Thank you.
But like you in a way that you don't look Japanese.
Yeah, like I don't look fully Japanese. Maybe like I might look like Okinawa type of person if I wear a wig, because my Japanese, like, they don't notice that I'm foreign, like a foreigner. But yeah, when I was clubbing, or like the reason why I really liked going out to clubs was because there would be so many international people, so they wouldn't like being international at the club is like, it's like your habitat, it's like a natural habitat,
it's like normal. Yeah like you feel more engaged. Yeah,
but now like just like fading out of it just because of work, you know, I'm kind of back in like the I'm on my own. but also, as for work, if you can speak English, you're already, people want to be by you, or like people want to not communicate but like do business with you. So in that way, I feel really better, honestly. It's like something's always protecting me from feeling like an alien. But yeah,
it's kind of surprising for me that I never really got any like racist comments since I got here,
really,
like 3 months ago.
That is amazing.
No, like nothing at all.
Okay, is it because it's Canada, or
I think it's not because it's Canada, I think it's because it's university, and I know like there are some dumb kids. Like I know that one of my Asian friends, like she was literally called like an immigrant.
Oh my god.
Which I thought was fucked up. So like there are people like that, but like fortunately, like I'm fortunate to not be around those people and not experience that. But I feel like it would be a different case if I was in the countryside or like being around people of different age groups. So I feel like university kids especially, like they're more sensitive to those topics than like adults or younger kids. So I guess that's also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
as you grow up, you tend to be more surrounded by new people. Like you're constantly meeting new people, so you start to not become looking at people side-eye-ish.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm like, a lot of people don't directly go up to you and say actual racist stuff. It's more about, to me, it's more about like microaggressions and stuff. And I'm like dumb. Like I don't notice.
Really? Oh.
Like, because I feel like someone could be saying that kind of stuff, but I just like don't notice that they're like, it's microaggression. And like it's also about my sensitivity stuff. But like, I'm like, you know.
But like in a good way, it's like, whatever. You don't care.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I do sometimes feel like, you know, people saying me that, oh, your English is so good. And, like, I do feel a little weird because I'm like, I teach English and I've spoken it for almost 10 years. Like, half my life, I've studied it, basically. And, like, I use it, no problem. And I, like, I had to prove that I do have that level in English to go to university. And people still say that, oh, your English is so good.
Yeah,
I guess that's something I get a lot. I know that they don't come from that place, but like I do feel it's kind of meh.
Any new plans you're thinking about
for the next year?
Maybe not like specifically goals, but like you're like, maybe I might start this,
right?
Or like thinking about,
I guess this year my biggest goal was to not focus on my personal growth, like mental growth, but it was more like my skill sets for everything, basically. Like, you know, podcasting, it's definitely part of it. Like, I think I actually got better at talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whether people agree or not,
I agree.
Like, I feel much more comfortable talking on my own and just being talking for a few minutes without any interruption or people conversing with me.
And also passing the conversation, right?
Yeah. And like English, obviously, but also like I know I can prove that like I have the ability to teach people. So that's also like something I wanted to do. But what about you?
As for my shop, business-wise, like I have a whole like huge map, but like just like taking it down to myself personally. So this year, like, I think I really focused on my inner being. I want to take the stuff I've seen about my inner being and now put it to the growth skill set, leveling up my skills.
Yeah.
Determining what are the skills that are actually for me, probably.
And the reason why I wanted to, like, focus on my skills was because, like, I got rejected from the university.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In Japan. It's not nothing negative, I don't think. So, in the essay for the application, I was basically writing about, like, my mental growth and, like, what I learned from whatever I did in Nova Scotia. And I was, like, writing out to me, that was very much significant, but I guess they didn't think that way.
It's Japan.
And so I was, like, I couldn't figure out if there were any better ways to express or put my feelings into words than I did in the essay. So I was like, if people are not going to value my mental growth, what are they going to see? And I was like, oh, skills. Like, if I have any kind of certificate to prove that I have that skills, like, it's there, you know? And I feel like there will be, like, a slight difference between how people are going to perceive my growth and significance. So I was like, but if it's like actual skills, like, people can't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, yeah,
so that's why I was like thinking that. But yeah,
like, I think you mean by, like, skills as in put to numbers,
like physical skills. Yeah, not like mental skills, because that's hard to see, and how people value that very differently. But if it's like skills put in numbers, it's not going to be that different, you know? That's what I thought, yeah.
Like, you can't unsee that, because it's proof, basically,
yeah,
of your inner self.
And so next year, I think I want to focus on how to better communicate my feelings.
Ooh!
I feel like I've been neglecting that for a while, and I think it's finally time to work on it.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
That's my main thing for next year, I think.
But, like, it's a big topic, so, like, I'm sure going through that, you're going to find more goals inside of you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, one thing, just, like, this is totally personal that I want to do next year is try to DJ.
Ooh, that's so cool.
And actually, what is it, like, you know, like, creating an event?
Hosting
an event? Yeah, 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 that. Hosting an event for DJing. Like, specifically, like, J-core and anime. Just, like, subculture that's more, like, music-ish, you know? Not to anime, but not to, like, clubbing, you know? Something in the middle, probably.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, that's how that was with me, like, academic wise and, like, my language path wise. But, like, how has it been for you with your personal life, like, dating and friendship?
Ooh, things like that. I want to ask you too. I'm sure you know, but I was seeing a few guys. They were coming and going.
I'm sorry, you went from, like, a straight-up whore to a nun, and then and then you are just like, I have a boyfriend.
Okay. They can't know about that yet. Okay, let's just, like, yeah, like, I have someone I'm seeing constantly. Let's talk, yeah.
Okay, let's say this. Yeah.
I have someone that I'm seeing constantly and who is very careful about my inner self.
Caring?
Yeah, very caring and maintaining my inner self so I can wake up every morning feeling good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you guys married or something?
Oh, my God, yeah. But so, how about you, Teriyaki?
Me, I do have someone that I'm seeing right now, but the only downside I would say about this is that I don't have any content. about my dating. Do you know what I mean? So back when I was like, you know, going out with like different people every week or almost like every 3 other days, I'm like, I always have the content to talk about. And it's usually like shitting on people. But like now I'm not going to like shit on someone that I'm constantly seeing. And I don't want to tell a lot of people about him.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't feel the necessity to do that. So like, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to keep it a little like private still, I guess.
Of course, yeah,
we need to keep them private, you know.
But it's just like I'm not getting any content. Like every time I went on a date with different people, I'm like, here we go, I'm going for the content. Like even if it turns out shit, I still have the content. And now I'm like, I'm not getting anything.
Okay, how about like we talk about like what we're gonna give them for Christmas, because that's because that's like content. I feel like
okay so here we go, let's talk about
that. Very Christmas solidifies gift.
Do we give to significant others on Christmas? Well, as you already know, I don't like giving gifts to people.
Okay, here is Teriyaki. This is like the reason why I love her.
And I actually have a very like good reason to back it up. I guess it's my insecurity. I don't want to give something to people and have them not like it. And that's scary to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Giving them your heart and them not.
Like, yeah. Having them not fully like, liking it as much as I like expect them to. Like, it's always nice to give a gift and see their face light up. But you don't always get that. It's not guaranteed. I just rather have you tell me that you want something and I'll just get it for you. And it's like guaranteed that you're going to like it.
Yeah.
But what about you? Because I know like you're very sweet and like giving and
thank you.
Creative and crafty.
The inner nun. How I met this person was because of my shop, and they had no interest in fashion whatsoever, but because they came to my shop, they started to think about fashion. So they have this one shirt that they always wear when they come to my shop, because that's the only one that's like they feel like fashionable with. So
yeah,
so I'm like, oh, maybe I'll give them a shirt that I kind of think is cool for them. And yes, it has a little anime-ish taste to it. So yeah, but what I felt was interesting about you with your gift was you specifically give something that they like in their hobby range, and and you don't really put in your hobby taste in it.
I actually did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what I was gonna say earlier was that my sister would always tell me like, oh, you don't pay attention to people because you don't care. And she's right. Like the only impressions I have of people is usually, oh, she's a good person, or she's not a good person, or they. So I'm like, oh, she did. So because they did this, they're good people. And because they did this, they're bad people. And she's like, what did they do to you? And I'm like, oh, they gave me the snack, or like they borrowed me a pen. And I'm like, she's like, so that's your definition of good people? You really have to consider that more.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, but like they didn't harm me in any way, and to me, like, anyone not hurting me or giving me any harms, like, they're good people.
Not gonna lie.
Anyway, so I have like a very like shallow assessment of people according to her, which I'm not gonna disagree with.
Like, I'm so sorry, like, but I don't disagree either. But also, like, that's a really good character of you, I feel like, because, you know, like, you're happy always, right?
I'm not happy always, but, most of the time, because, like, I don't have any, like, deep speculation of anything, or like I really don't care. it's good and bad because I don't care. I'm like, I'm not paying attention to like what the person likes or what kind of things that they're into, unless I actually pay attention. And like this time, like I've been trying really hard to like make sure that I pay attention and like remember the things that they say, so like I can give gifts and like be more giving and like sweet. So this year I decided to give him a meditation cushion and some incense. So when we were talking about Christmas gifts, it was like, how about we do this? Like, I'm not good at picking gifts, so like, how about we list out a few things that we want and like you pick one of them. So that's what he suggested. I was like, yeah, that's like perfect for me because I don't want to stress to pick up your gift. So I got him meditation cushions because I know he meditates and stuff, and I also got him like incense from Japan that I've used before, and I personally really liked it.
Yeah, like it sounds so fancy.
Hopefully he likes it. Yeah.
Okay. What is a meditating cushion? I'm really
so.
Basically, I can't imagine.
It's what you sit on when you meditate, but like how when you sit on the floor, your back is like hunched and you can't balance very well. Like you're uncomfortable. And if you lay down, you might actually pass out because you're laying down. But if you sit up, like, you can actually focus. And so the meditation cushion is there for you to, like, sit on. And, like, sit on in the right posture, but, like, still sit comfortably, I guess. I've never used it, and I don't think I'll ever get a meditation cushion, but he wanted to.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So when I think about like dating and like anything that comes around it, I always think about this like Japanese people posting their significant others on social media and basically promoting them as a couple. And I'm like always, always disgusted by that.
For Christmas, right?
Well, not for Christmas, like on their daily basis. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, so sometimes like these girls will have like a boyfriends with blonde hair and blue eyes, tall, from Australia, New Zealand, whatever. And they're like, oh my god, my boyfriend did this to me. I'm so happy and he's so sweet.
Okay.
Like, what I think about that, for me personally, it's like they're objectifying their boyfriends because of their looks. Like, oh, like, look how different they look from Japanese people. And like, look how they are different from what, like, the things they do from Japanese men. Like, they're so much better. And I'm so, like, I'm better than you because I have this boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I kind of do see that. Oh my gosh, like,
anytime I see that kind of video on TikTok, like, I'm blocking every single one account with those videos because I'm like, why?
You know, I can't disagree on your opinion because...
And, like, they're promoting their boyfriends based on their nationality. Like, hey, my boyfriend is from Australia. My boyfriend is from the US. My boyfriend is from the UK. And he's so hot. Like, let's hear his accent. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
And how is your boyfriend okay with that? Like, I would, like, if I were in the position, like, let's say I had a boyfriend, and it's like, oh my god, my girlfriend's Japanese. She has an accent. That's so mortifying.
I guess they're in the moment.
And humiliating.
Like, I'm sure they're in the moment, and they're gonna look back on it and be like, oh my god. But also, like, what I feel like is those type of couples, both sides of them, like, the boyfriend and the girlfriend are both doing that, I feel like.
No, but, like, it's so gross to even think, like, why are you representing your boyfriend based on his nationality and his looks?
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing you look at when you are, like... Well, I wouldn't say the last thing, but, like, it's not the most important thing. And, like, if it's, like, wedding photos... great, like, you're having a moment with your significant other and like you're posting it, that's wonderful, but you also don't have to put where your boyfriends are from. Like, one anxiety I had when I got here and like dating people, I'm like I have to make sure that they're not weebs.
Wait, weebs?
Weebs.
Oh yeah. My god, no.
Because like I don't want to date people because like just because I'm Japanese, like,
yeah,
I don't want to date people who emphasize the fact that I'm Japanese when I'm here. And like, I already feel Japanese enough because I'm in Canada. I don't need anyone to make me feel any more Japanese than already I feel like.
I totally get you. Yeah. I actually didn't even think about that because like at this point, no one really like, I don't know, like everyone knows that I'm mixed and they don't even like tell people that like, oh, she's mixed. Like, it's just like, oh, yo, it's Reina. Like, yeah, I forgot actually that there are still chances.
Like when I'm like dating people, I'm like, oh, like I have to make sure that they don't have a yellow fever because I'm not here to promote
that you're
like,
from
anything like that. Yeah, like I'm not.
You want them to see the inner side of you, then
me as the person, not as the person from Japan. Which is true, I'm from Japan, but like that's not what I represent.
More so, yeah. Like most like why you're not in Japan right now, right?
Yeah. Like why do you think I'm not there? Yeah. Bro? Yeah. Anyways, that's just my question to people out there.
I don't know at this point. Because, like, I do promote myself as a Blasian, so I can't say much, honestly.
But, like, it's good that you do on yourself, but it's not, like, it feels weird when someone else is doing it for you.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think I'll ever do that. Please stop if you catch me doing that. Let's say, like, I'm from Japan, like, I'm Japanese. I'm like, hi, I have a Japanese boyfriend who looks so Japanese, and he cooked rice for me today with umeboshi.
That's what I think of.
Never
it.
Happening. Yeah. Never happening. Yeah. That's such a joke. And also, like, most of the time, like, I don't even know if they're communicating properly because, like, one of them usually is incompetent in speaking either of the language. And, like, how do you do that? But that's, like, another story. And I know, like, there are people who date even though they don't really communicate well because they can't speak the language. I'm like, how do you do that? And they're like, I always ask them, they're like, oh, it's actually fine.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Like, I have a few people around me that are like, oh, yeah. My ex-husband.
And I'm like, how do you communicate? Like, I know that, you know, speaking and talking, creating words is not the only way to communicate, but also, like, when it comes to something complex, like, you can't just, like, look at them in their eyes and be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking.
Well, you never know. Maybe they might be feeling something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My military friend was doing that once. And it was like, it's actually fine. I'm like, I don't get you.
I wonder. But like I guess we are human, so we do have something, I guess. Maybe. Yeah. Let's try that.
Anyways, what's your plan for the New Year's?
Okay, how do I explain this? Okay, so basically, my shop. So it's basically a clothing store, and we also do a photo booth, a photo studio, and we have this VR headset, which is called the Oculus Quest.
Oh my God, tell me about it, because I have this like student in my English class, and he plays a lot of video games, and like whenever we have a lesson he wants to do a free talk, and I'm like, hey, so what do you want to talk about today? And he's like, I don't know.
Okay.
And so like I'm trying to like bring up some topics and like hopefully we can elaborate, and he usually doesn't say anything. Like it's like one worded answer. I'm like, how am I supposed to expand on the little information that you gave me? Anyways, we were talking about video games. It's like, I use this Oculus VR goggle. So, yeah, that's that. There you go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, okay. So, yeah. As I was saying, it's a VR headset, basically. Virtual reality. You put on the headset, you have these two remotes that you put in your hand. Left and right hand, and so I play this specific game which is called the VR Chat, and it's basically you have tons of avatars, like some are free, some are like you have to pay money, and it's basically avatars that other people created and are basically like volunteering, and they're like, hey, you can use my avatar for free and stuff. So it's basically like, how do I say this? So like, just like in game wise, you're just having another avatar and you're just casually having a conversation with people online, but you can actually move your body. Just like as a game, it's that like you have an avatar, you're talking with online people, and there's these worlds that you can go in and talk to different type of people. And I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm pretty sure some artists are in there, like pretty famous people. I've never met a lot, like I've met some, but like they're from Japan, so just some, especially like people who make music or artwork, you know. It's more like online famous, just like social media famous. But yeah, so basically right now what I'm talking about is going inside VR and spending New Year's inside virtual reality. Hello, I'm Reina. I'm lonely.
Like, I honestly, like, I'm missing so much aspects of Japan. Like, the food and the atmosphere and the cityscape and, like, night settings and all that. Like, I just will, like, want to hop into Kotatsu and, like, have, like, 4 mikan and drink some umeshu.
Being cozy.
And just, you know, see the sunrise and go to the shrine and pick my omikuji and be like, I got chukichi.
That is the most Japanese-ish New Year's to, like, describe.
Yeah.
That really.
And then you go see your relatives and like get money, and I'm like, what do I buy this year?
That sums it up. Really.
So this is the last episode of 2021. I hope you enjoyed.
Of course.
And I want. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
Well, my Instagram is at Reina Delic, ReinaDelic. And as I said, I'm in the virtual reality world, and my ID is on my Instagram. So let's meet up, like add me as your friend, and let's chat. Ka-ching.
Nice. Yeah, all my social media is at Teriyaki English, the Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. What else do I have? Facebook. They're at Teriyaki English. I'm not really posting as much lately, but hopefully I'll have like some content to share. And I will see you guys in 2022.
See ya.
Thank you for coming right now.
Thank you, Teriyaki, for having me on. I hope you have an amazing New Year's and Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
I hope everyone else does too. Bye.